and so does this guy. Hi, Jen. How have you been?
Hi, Todd.
How are you?
Yeah, that gal that was just on.
Yeah.
She was exactly right when she was describing an open system.
Yeah.
See, we get our power from the sun.
Oh.
And that creates photosynthesis that powers living things on this planet.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it gets its. That's how living things survive. Mm. And if the sun would be extinguished, why, living things would cease to exist.
Well, do you get your power from the sun, Jen?
And like I say, we live in an open system.
Jen, do you get your power from the sun?
So that kind of throws your little thing there on the
Jen?
Thermodynamics.
Jen, do you get your power from the sun?
One more thing, Todd.
Jen, you got your shot in. So, Jen, do you get your power from the sun?
Have you read about thermodynamics?
A little bit.
And photosynthesis?
Yeah.
Okay, then you should understand that.
Do you photosynthesize?
We get our power from the sun.
You get your power. Wait a second, Jen. Do you get your power from the sun?
You deny evolution, but
hold on. I got to pod you down because you're just not being fair right now. You got your point in. Now let me counter, okay? That's fair. That's reasonable enough. Right, Jen?
Pardon me?
Fair enough that I can respond?
Okay.
I'll let you get your next point in. Do you get your power from the sun?
All living things do.
You do? So if you never left the house, you'd die?
No, but living things, in order for them to have power, it comes from the sun.
So you get your power from the sun?
Every living thing on this planet does.
So if you don't get sun, you're going to die in how many days?
I don't know. Ask the scientists.
Really? You believe that? Really?
Yep.
Jan?
You don't believe in photosynthesis?
Jan? You believe that if you don't go outside, you're going to perish?
Evolution wouldn't work if it wasn't for the sun.
Wait a second. So that works for plants, but not for people. Is that fair enough?
It works for every living thing on this planet. One more thing. You said that we only know of 1% that there is to know.
Yeah.
And yet you deny evolution, don't you?
Right.
And you only know 1% of what there is to know?
Yeah, but inside of that 1% of God's word, that's the difference.
Why do you deny evolution, Todd?
That's the difference right there.
What is that?
You can't argue about it. I've got, inside of that 1%, I've got God's word.
And you only know 1%. Come on, Todd. This can be swung around and used on you the same way you used it on that gal.
I don't think you got yourself a knee slapper going here.
See you later, baby.
Bye-bye, baby. Here's what we've just heard with the two people that we've talked to, Marie and Jan, who just called in. We just heard something very consistent. You know you're an enemy of God.
I'm not an enemy of God.
Ooh, hear that conscience working. We just heard intellectual inconsistencies. Jan did the same. Jan brought up his little photosynthesis routine. Jan just brought up his, we get our power from the sun. But as soon as you question that, we got to move on. We got to move on. Because they've got nothing, honey, to back it up. And the same thing was true with Marie when she was talking. She wouldn't even confess that in the 99% of all the things there is to know that there's sufficient evidence that God exists. She just refused. Because there's just the reason that there's intellectual dishonesty going, the Bible makes it clear. It's not because their brains are frozen. It's because their conscience is seared. And there is a veil in front of them that they simply cannot understand these things because they do not seek after God. They do not desire Him and believe that He rewards those who sincerely seek Him. And so you've got a brain that just simply is the high-minded philosophy of the world. It's science. It's philosophy. It's Marie. It's what you just heard come out of Jan. And it's foolishness. It's absolute foolishness. But they'll never see that. They'll never understand that because of that seared conscience. And so when you're dealing with somebody like Jan, who, as you just heard once again, is just... Jan, I presume you're listening, but you're so full of pride. And you just heard so much self-righteousness coming out of him. And that's why you need to go to the conscience. And that's why I love having this little clip. Because listen to Jan's conscience come alive. Listen to the bravado disappear. You know you're an enemy of God.
I'm not an enemy of God.
That's a panic right there, and rightly so, because they know it, because they've got a conscience. Go to the conscience, not the intellect. No matter what you bring to the table, I could bring any type of evidence to Jan Janis or to Marie Callender. It'll do nothing. Nothing. They'll refuse it all. Because their consciences are seared. Jesus Christ could come down and skywrite, Jan, I am Jesus, repent. Marie Callender, stop driving to Chi-Chi's or El Torino, where's the atheist human? Old Mexico, I exist, repent and put your trust in me. And they'd go cynically, oh, well, that's an aberration of the photosynthesis process of the dynamic open system of entropy. Why did you just... I have no idea, but no matter what it is, I'm going to say it, to deny the existence of God.